You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Headline offers: Matt Ritchie to score and Bournemouth to win is 5-1. Odion Ighalo to score and Watford to win is in the betting at 8-1. Derek, there's been a lot of cash around for Bournemouth to be relegated over the past week. Now 9-4 for the drop. I must admit, I still quite like that price as well. They've suffered with injuries. Club record signing Tyrone Mings out for the season with a cruciate ligament injury. Winger Max Gradle, signed for £7 million in the summer, will miss the next 6 months, same injury. And then on Saturday, they lost Callum Wilson for the season. He'd got 5 in 6. He's not back this season as well. So they've suffered, Bournemouth, really, with a few key injuries.
Yeah, they have. It's not looking good for them. But, you know, they're 9-4, did you say, for the drop. And Watford, who are only 2 points ahead of them, are 9-2. I think that's the bet, to be honest. I mean, they're getting on my nerves. Well, I prefer Watford during the Elton John years. The only thing I didn't prefer during the Elton John years was Top of the Pops, I think. They're getting on my nerves. They should, you know, when a team comes up from the Championship, you're supposed to, you know, they're supposed to let us patronise them for their brave attacking football before going back down again. But they've like candle in the wind. They bought the tits off us. I can't bear watching them. Away from home, maybe they'll open up a little bit. But from five blanks from 8 matches this season, that's terrible, isn't it? That's a damning statistic. But I'm going to go for them to win. Yeah.
Love it.
I just can't have Bournemouth at these kind of odds. I mean, I've said all season long the bookies are overrating them, and they've overrated them again here. I mean, you know, it's 11-10, just over even money mark. No. They're going to have trouble, Bournemouth, scoring a goal now. Wouldn't surprise me 0-0 here, but I'm going to go for Watford. I think they're overpriced.
Yeah, 11-4. I like that Watford price. And I was looking at this match, Derek, earlier on in the week, and under 2.5 goals was 10-11. It's now 8-11. Yeah. It looks I thought it looked a good bet. I'd be surprised that if there's 3 goals in this game.
Correct. Right?
Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah, it's intriguing one, isn't it? And it's hard not to get sucked into this whole, oh, aren't Bournemouth, you know, aren't they in trouble kind of thing. I mean, Glenn Murray comes in, doesn't he? And, you know, I know he's not a proven Premier League striker by any stretch of the imagination, but, you know, it was highly thought of in the Championship. So, you know, I mean, it's just at the wrong end of the scale. You know, I think he's 32 now, Glenn Murray, and you just think, well, maybe his best days are behind him. But it has been very difficult for Bournemouth, given what's happened. It's the same. Like, have Watford got the goals in them to go and win a game at Bournemouth? I mean, Ighalo's done really well. Those 2 goals against Newcastle, fantastic. In fact, both these teams come into the respective home and away games were both victories against the North East clubs. With early goals in both. I don't think Bournemouth have got enough to win the game. I think there'll be a bit of siege mentality about them, though. You know, all this doom and gloom about everyone else is saying, I think the manager will have used that and said, look, you know, you're the players I've got for the rest of the season. You're the players who need to stick it in. And I think that they'll get a reaction out of them. But Watford are a dogged team. I'm going for a score draw here. I'm going to go for both teams to score and a draw at 16-5.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.